If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi, designers. Today, I'm going to talk about my 3 favorite design mediums right now. Now, this doesn't mean that they're necessarily trending, although I have good reasons for wanting to be in these mediums right now, why my design business is looking very closely at them or working through them and adding product to them. So, I love sharing this kind of information. I think it's going to help you out as you're kind of figuring out your design business and what might be the best steps for you. Okay. Now, there are a lot of good reasons for digging into so many mediums. There's a lot of great mediums out there. But a lot of them have to do with what I see going on in the economy, what I see going on in the marketplaces. And so this is why I'm very intrigued by these particular mediums. So the first one is clip art. And we started about 2 years ago, started digging into a couple of different clip art sites where we were adding product. Why am I so fascinated by clip art? Well, the number one reason is when economies are going down or there is less money in certain avenues in the design realm, the one place you can always be assured that people are spending money is from businesses. Maybe the general consumer itself may be spending less, but businesses still have to upkeep. And even if they've cut a few expenses, there are things they have to do. And clip art caters in particular to business owners, right? So clip art is being used in logos. It's being used in the slideshows that business owners have to teach at. It's being used on websites. They're being used as graphics in books. And so there is a lot of great marketing capacity when you are, you know, a designer for clip art. So there's a ton of power in that. That's why I'm always intrigued by clip art and really like putting some time, some design time into the clip art realm. The second one that I have really delved into this year for the very first time is, I shouldn't say for the very first time, but for the first time in a very long time and doing it totally different than the way we used to do it, is wallpaper. Wallpaper has come back like a vengeance. I personally have used wallpaper in our short-term rental properties. In my home, we are, maybe even on the YouTube channel, but we're using it on the YouTube channel for a few different things. And I personally love wallpaper. And as I've seen this market reemerge, because we kind of went through, right, we went through like the gray stage where everybody was painting their houses gray. I think there are still a few people doing that. And then everyone went through the white stage, like lots of white on the outside, white on the inside, white in kitchens, which I am still in that stage and plan on staying in that stage because I was in that stage before everybody else was in it. I just like white everywhere. So I think that there's now this kind of new era. You're also seeing like, you know, a lot of houses that are doing darker, moodier tones as well. But those in particular are bringing back wallpaper. They like that moodiness. And then I personally also like it without the moodiness. I like the white, and then the big contrast of wallpaper. That's one of my favorites. And so we personally have been working on wallpaper. I just had my wallpaper featured in something for a big interior designer. And I loved it. It was so fantastic. And then, of course, we're using it in our short-term rentals and at our house. So I think this is an interesting use of seamless repeats. You know, a lot of people are thinking about fabric all the time. That market is, in my opinion, pretty difficult to make money in. I do make money in that market, but I just think it's difficult. Whereas wallpaper, we are seeing sales in that slowly and surely as we kind of figure it out. So we're still figuring it out, but I still think it's an emerging market that I do think people are going to have to get in fast if they're going to do it. Now, I say fast and people are like, well, what does that mean? It can mean a lot of different things. If you're in Design Suite, ask me about it and I'll tell you what I think it really means, because I do think it's not going to be what everybody thinks it's going to be. That we'll leave it at that. Okay. So wallpaper, I think if you are looking for a cool medium, you like seamless repeats, I think wallpaper could be a really good one for you. Third, and this one has been something that's brought me in hundreds, if not millions of dollars at this point. I was just wondering, I wonder how much money I've really made from it. Die cutting files. You guys, die cutting market is not going away. It has done extremely well for me over the past 8-9 years or so. I still like that market. It still gets me the most views on Instagram. And we have kept a feed specifically for it. You know, many of you maybe follow the @KarinaGardner feed, but the @KarinaGardner paper crafts feed, we keep it. And the reason we keep it is because paper crafting is still so popular. As someone who was a former scrapbooking creative director, it's hard for me to see that medium going away because people love it so much. And there's so much you can still do with it, even if you're not like a paper crafter who just makes for the sake of making. It's still really great for birthdays. It's great for weddings, especially vinyl cutouts. Recently, one of my friends, her son's getting married, and she said, do you know by chance, like, if you know anyone who can cut out something like this? And she sent me over this thing, and I was like, yes, I can cut one of those out for you. And she was like, that's amazing. And I just don't see it going away because there's a lot of usefulness in our event planning that comes from die cut files. So I don't think they're going away. I really think these three mediums, they're ones that I have been personally dabbling in with my design business. You guys know I like talking about my design businesses here. And I think they're great ones for you to maybe check out and explore as well, because I think there's a lot of good stuff here. Hopefully you're liking the new format of the podcast. And if you do, I would absolutely love it if you would leave us a review. Podcasting, you notice we only put our own things that we have going on here. We do not put other people's ads on our podcast. And it's mostly just to keep you top of mind when we're talking about design, what we're doing. And so if you could leave a review, it is incredibly appreciated. And we love it when you do that. So that's all I have for today. I really hope that this was helpful for you. And if you're kind of thinking, and as you go into the new year, of what kind of mediums you want to be looking at, I think these three would be great for you to check out.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.